The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Sunday meditation and Dharma talk. Happy to be with you. And part of my delight in being here this morning is that I'm teaching a retreat this week. It's a 10-day retreat, and it's been going on for 7 days now. And this is a third online retreat that I've taught during this COVID-19 times, shelter-in-place time. And so it's done on Zoom, and it's so everyone is practicing at home. And it's been quite lovely, surprisingly, to do retreats this way. And maybe another day I'll talk a little bit about this experience of online retreats and how well it works. But what I'd like to say to begin this retreat today, this sitting, I'm remembering one of the first monks that I met when I discovered this practice of insight meditation. I was introduced to it in a monastery in Thailand where I sat my first retreat, and I kind of stumbled on the place. It wasn't exactly intentional to go and sit a retreat. And in the monastery there was a youngish monk who other people said that he had deep attainments. He attained some of the greatest meditation states that meditation is capable of doing. And I was kind of in awe of, and kind of a little bit maybe in disbelief, and really, this is, can people really do such things? And so I had a chance to talk to him, and I asked him, it wasn't a confronting him, I was just asking, just curious. I asked him, in his years as a monastic, what had he attained? And rather than saying that he attained these great meditation states, his answer has stayed with me ever since. It's been a very important kind of reference point or inspiration for my own practice and how to live. He said, his reply was very short. He said, non-contention. That in his years of monastic, he had attained or gained a capacity for non-contention. And in my vocabulary, maybe I would say non-conflict. But non-contention, there can be conflict with you. There certainly we can be in conflict in a conventional way of talking about it. But to be in conflict with non-contention, certainly, I hope it doesn't mean that we just give in or just become passive and allow injustice to happen. That doesn't seem right. But to have discovered a capacity to be aware deep inside, for awareness to mindfulness, especially in meditation, to learn a place within where we don't have to react. We don't have to be for or against. We don't have to be in conflict with what is arising, what is appearing as we sit in meditation. To sit in meditation with non-contention towards all things that appear. And then we have our wisdom after meditation to know what to appropriately say no to or oppose even. But even then it can be done in a way that is not contentious, but it can be powerful. So to begin this meditation session, you can take a meditation posture that's supportive for you in such a way that if maybe you can have a sense that your posture, your body, is going to support you in this meditation session. And maybe that means that you relax into your body a bit, that you have a kind of receptive feeling in your body, as if you can receive in your body the support of your body, the ways in which your body has supported you for a lifetime so far. Even if the body is challenging, it's the only body you have that has been keeping you alive and going. And can you let your body find a posture, a way of being in meditation, so it does feel supportive, maybe even caring for you? The body caring for itself. And to gently, supportively allow your eyes to close. And with a sense of care and support for yourself, you might take a few somewhat deeper, comfortable breaths. And a little longer exhale, comfortably long, as a way of letting go into this spot, a ritual letting go and settling in to this time and this place, to being here and now. This is where you will be aware. Aware of what's happening at this place, at this time. And a little reminder, a nudge for the mind, to remember not to be concerned with there and then, other times and other places, but for now to seek the support that comes from being fully here, being really with ourselves, with our experience, in this meditation. And then letting your breathing return to normal. In softening, relaxing. What is easy to relax in the body? Perhaps as you do so, to feel the goodness or the support that comes from not being tense or held. Softening the muscles of the face. Maybe so the muscles of the face can relax away from the skull and be held by the skin. Maybe so your shoulders can relax maybe a bit away from the spine and down towards the earth. Perhaps softening in the area of the heart. And even if there's some trouble you feel in your heart area and chest, maybe softening and relaxing around it. The diaphragm, solar plexus. And to soften and relax your belly. Softening, whatever way that you might be bracing yourself against life. Perhaps for these minutes we're sitting here together, we can allow what we're afraid of to not hold the body tense, to relax and soften in the body so the body can settle, support us in settling into here and now. And perhaps also relaxing the thinking muscle, the muscle that the pressure, the tension of incessant thinking and worrying and wanting and not wanting and figuring out, fantasizing. Sometimes if you really feel carefully the thinking mind, it can feel tired, weary for the ongoing activity of thinking, imagining, visualizing. And meditation can be giving the thinking mind a break. And instead of thinking, resting in awareness, allowing for a natural awareness of the present that we come back to by opening to how we're aware. By relaxing into awareness. By allowing ourselves to be receptive of the breathing. To allow the experience of breathing to appear in awareness, rather than us going to the breath with attention. Awareness can be receptive, and we can continually invite reality to show itself to awareness, as if we're at ease, non-contentious, not in conflict with anything or wanting anything, but a willingness to allow things to just appear as they do in awareness, into an awareness that hopefully is clear, clearly aware, so it doesn't get entangled and caught thinking about things. And as a guide, as a friend, a companion for this receptive present moment awareness, allow your breathing to come and go, and almost as if you're holding hands with breathing. And your breathing can be your companion. You can be the companion of breathing. Breathing is always in the present. Staying here, staying now, supportively, lovingly, feeling the support, feeling the care of here, now. When the mind has wandered off in thought, return to awareness, but see if you can do so by returning to trusting awareness. To whatever degree that's available to you, return to some place where you can trust being aware. Trust just for now, these moments sitting here, that just being alive is enough. Just being aware of this lived life, trusting it. As we come to the end of this meditation, you might reflect for a moment on whatever calm or settledness, whatever peacefulness, clarity that might have appeared while sitting here, whatever degree of non-contentiousness or ease, some benefit that you've received from sitting quietly for these minutes, to reflect on how, from this place, if it might be easier to love, to care, for there to be kindness or simple friendliness and goodwill, that our natural capacity to care for others, care for ourselves, can operate more easily when we're not preoccupied and tense, and thinking about a lot of things, and that to trust awareness, to trust settling in and being present, is a vehicle for greater care and love. And from whatever care, love, goodwill that you have, imagine that it's a great light that radiates from you out into the world, and that your care spreads outward across the lands, around the world. And that you wish all beings to be safe, all beings to be healthy, and all beings to know that there are others who care for them, care about them. There are such people in the world who have goodwill and wish well of others. And may it be that on this day, that you actually express your goodwill in some way. If you're alone today, maybe towards yourself. If there are people that you'll encounter, or neighbors that you have, or people in your community, or people you know far away, what can you do today that gives some active expression of whatever degree of love, care that exists in your heart?